Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon. It's 18 past the hour from our New York studios. Don Lemon joins us. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Damon and Sybil. Leakgate is the talk of the town in Hollywood and around the country. The leaked emails from Sony Pictures is causing a whole lot of consternation for the movie executives whose private conversations were made public. In particular, the emails involving jokes about the kinds of movies President Obama would be interested in seeing are drawing the most criticism. The email exchange between movie producer Scott Rudin and Sony co-chair Amy Pascal were initially deemed as racially insensitive by writers who reported on them. But Shonda Rhimes of Scandal fame flat out called the email exchanges racist. In a tweet, here's what she wrote. Calling Sony comments racially insensitive remarks instead of racist? You can put a cherry on a pile of you know what, but that don't make it a Sunday. Well, that's about as blunt as one can get on the subject. However, movie producer Oprah Winfrey wouldn't go as far as Rhimes when asked about when I asked her about it Sunday night at the premiere of her new movie, Selma. Here's what she said.
What I have to say is I would hope that we would not stand in judgment, in such harsh judgment, of a moment in time where somebody was hacked and their private conversations were put before the world. Because if we were to look at your computer and everybody else's computer, I try to write everything as though it's going to show up in the New York Times. But there are things that you say in your private conversations with your friends and with your colleagues that you would not want to be broadcast on CNN. So I don't know really the context of, you know, what all those emails are. I have had things taken out of context that I said, and I know what it's like to have somebody hammer and hammer and hammer on something that was taken out of context. So I cannot judge the executives of that company based upon one email. I would judge them on their record for what they've done for films in the past and what they've done for black films in the past. I don't think you can make a judgment on one thing.
All right. That was Oprah. Now to another prominent movie producer of color at the same movie premiere, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Here's my opinion of it. I don't know if Shonda knows Amy Pascal. I don't know what was going on between the two of them, but I usually make it my business not to comment on information that is gained illegally. But in this case, I have to speak out about Amy because I've met her. I know her. If you look at her track record and her history of what she's done, there's a $100 million movie coming out called Annie with the little black girl as the star. That could not have gotten made without Amy Pascal, so I do not believe she's a racist. I think we all make stupid mistakes and may say stupid things at once or a joke here and there, but unfortunately this all came back to haunt her. But I do not believe that she's a racist. Absolutely do not believe that.
All right. That said, Tyler Perry did go on to say he believes there is a diversity problem in the industry, a racial problem that needs to be addressed. Other actors of color, though, at that Selma premiere did tell me that they believe the emails are racist, and there is no other way to categorize it. Many people commenting on social media feel the same way, and I'm sure many TJMS listeners have similar feelings. I don't know Amy Pascal or Scott Rudin, so I don't know if they're racist, but here's something for all of us to think about. In the light of day, if your emails, your texts, or your private exchanges were made public, would all of them pass the muster of such public scrutiny?
Well, what about the Donald Sterling thing? He was in his own house, and he had to lose his team because of that.
Exactly. Many people are comparing Donald Sterling to this, saying, what's the difference? The only difference is that Donald Sterling is conservative, and people in Hollywood are considered liberals. I don't know. But I know that exchanges where that was illegal, the Donald Sterling thing wasn't gotten illegally. It was got on a shady way, but it wasn't illegal for her to get it. This is illegal because it was a hack.
I don't know why people are so surprised by this. That's my surprise, is that people are so surprised who are in Hollywood, who deal with this every day, to an issue of racism and being in our faces every single day. Yeah. It just so happens
that report had two of the black people that are not considered, you know, they're now facing a lot of racism in their face anyway, Oprah and Tyler Perry. Ain't nobody discriminating against them because they got the dollars. So they kind of have a different spin on it. Plus, they, you know, that's where their money is coming from. So they're not going to say, I think it was an outrage.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know what's going on, Sybil. And I guess then when it comes to light, you try to go, oh, well, you know what's happening.
But I think they, as executives, don't want their emails hacked either because, you know, they think North Korea did it.
Right.
And they're like, they could be saying, maybe I'm next. Maybe.
And
I'm
who could
next.
Be next? I mean, it could be people from CNN. It could be people from the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And I just think that, you know, we have to be very mindful of it. But it also opens our eyes to what exists every day in all of our businesses.
I'm
whether
torn.
You need some are, pigeons.
I'm torn because it was gained illegally, and there's something about putting stuff out there. But the other thing that I said on CNN, it does put it out there barefaced. It shows us that there is an issue. Now, you know how we joke back and forth. Sometimes if I'm joking back and forth with somebody on email and we have this thing between us, sometimes it can be taken out of context. But mm-hmm. still. The thing about
they
and we,
they
and you know
these
what,
mics
Don?
Ain't never hot. Well,
exactly, because but we all have all of us have white friends, and we have those conversations where we call each other the names and what have you, and we because we think we're cool with each other. But to hear it and to see it the way we've seen these emails, it takes on a whole new meaning as to how we conduct our business and our personal lives in such a public forum, such as our emails, our business emails.
Yeah, and you realize racial sensitivity is at such an all-time high right now just because of what's been going on. Of course, it's going to be blown up.
Yeah, but you heard what Shonda said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because you put a cherry on top of it, it's still a piece
on
of
top of some, you know.
Thank you so much.
Shonda don't play. She don't play.
I think Papa Pope will be saying that on Scandal next season. I'm not sure.
Right. Hey, you're making us think there, my man. Thank you, Don Lemon. Have a
y'all
nice remainder of the day. Okay. That cherry on top. Shonda know how to do it. On the next episode of Scandal.